WildTalkRadio.com.
Can I be on that radio station?
You gotta talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow, yeah.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really
sweet. You sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's Saturday night, you know what that means. Time for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. SuperLive.com and GreaterThanGreatTheBait.com. Twitch.tv/WTLive. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Stock in the Fortnite Items Tab, hashtag game partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, joined as always by the intern, King Kittens.
What is up?
What is up? It's just us.
I just noticed. Yeah, I don't know. It's midnight-ish, so we should be.
Rob is not going to be here. Rob will be back maybe in 2 weeks, maybe three.
He's been working on the railroad all the live long day.
So, yeah, he'll be with us at some point in a couple weeks. Because reasons.
Yeah, adjusted schedule.
Adjusted schedule, and because we're not live next week, so...
Normally I would have had to miss, but luckily, WWE took that into consideration for me.
WWE did take that in consideration for you.
It also means that when we would be doing CB Radio, I will be catching up on a certain WrestleMania.
You'll be home in time, right?
Well, the event ends at 5 my time.
Oh.
If everything goes according to plan.
Oh, you missed the first hour.
I'll at least miss Cena and Theory.
In theory.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, though, I realized, actually, I may not miss too much of it because I have Peacock on my phone, so I can just use data, as you would like to say, and start to watch it on my way home.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Listen to it, I should say, not watch it, because I will be occupied, you know, operating a vehicle.
Operating a vehicle device. A vehicular device.
Vehicular device.
Yeah. So, the goal, the idea of this show tonight was to kick off our WrestleMania coverage. We were going to get the others to make picks, because you're making picks tomorrow night on WTR Sunday night.
I am.
I'm making picks on Thursday. On the rack, so...
Which means we will need to track these assholes down some point during the week.
Well, Rob is going to be sending in picks here, hopefully shortly. I did ask. Sub, we've heard nothing from. So maybe he'll show up, and maybe he won't. I don't know.
He's fighting a world boss.
Somewhere, yeah. He's fighting some world boss somewhere. We have a debate scheduled. We'll see if we get around to it. It is the Phillies versus Astros because baseball starts on Thursday. That feels early.
Normally it would, but I mean, it's around April 1st, and that's usually
I know, but it just feels like it's here fast.
Well, yeah, I think it was the fact of, like, the World Series hit, and then we went right into football, and then it's like, football just ended, what, a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, into baseball.
And that's fine, and we just did the World Baseball Classic, if anyone watched it. People did. People supported their countries.
U.S. couldn't pull it off.
U.S. lost to Japan. Hey, at least we made it to the finals. I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Two Angels faced off at the very, very end.
They did.
Kind of fun to watch.
They did, so... We'll maybe get into a little bit of that here at the tail end of the show. Anyone with a bracket, it's if you have a team left...
I'm still alive!
He has a team alive. I don't know how.
Hook 'em! Hook 'em horns, baby! That's how.
It's weird. This is the first time since 1979 when they started tracking, like, seedings or whatever.
That no number one has made it.
Yeah.
Now, here's just to tell you how wonky it is.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Atlantic, a number 9 seed, is in the final four.
That's crazy, dude.
Florida Atlantic. If anyone can tell me where that school is located, and I'm not going to accept Florida, but if you can actually tell me the city that university is located in without looking it up.
Is it on the coastline of the Atlantic?
Possibly.
It's just, that's weird. What are the final four? Because they just... I think they just went through, or
two teams were selected tonight, or two teams will have made it through tonight.
Okay, and
then two teams are tomorrow.
Okay,
because right now I believe is Gonzaga versus Connecticut.
I think that just ended.
Let's see score
because they're in a post show, but they don't show the score of what the game was.
UConn beat Gonzaga 82-54. So it's UConn and Florida Atlantic, a 4 and a 9 seed.
And what, Texas is alive, and San Diego State's alive.
Yeah, San Diego State's a 5, Texas is a 2, Creighton is a 6, and Miami's a 5.
Miami's in it?
So, Creighton and San Diego State are playing tomorrow morning, or at least early afternoon for y'all. And then right after that is Miami, Texas. And then the final four will officially be set.
Miami's still alive? Aren't they a football school?
Yeah, but you also have to remember with the NIL, there's a lot of, like, rich Miami boosters that have gotten some people over there because that's the first big NIL investigation hit, and it's all thanks to the Cavender Twins.
Future WWE tag team champions of the world.
According to you.
According to the internet.
But yeah, the Cavenders were pulled from, I believe, San Diego to Miami, and people were questioning, like, how they got, like, the NIL that was involved was really kind of suspicious. But I guess they've been cleared, or at least the students have been cleared. I don't know if the booster has.
Interesting. Cause, like,
but also remember, Miami has had booster problems in the past with, you know,
football.
The U.
But no, so Miami's still alive. Alabama was a number one seed. They're a football school, too.
Dude, they got rolled.
They got rolled.
Houston, who everyone thought was going to make a run, got beat handily. Don't forget Purdue lost day one.
It's the craziest tournament.
This honestly has been... This is the... I mean, if you watched college basketball during the regular season, you saw that there was no real dominant team. And it was like anytime someone got the number one, whether it was Purdue, Kansas, any of those teams in the top 10, it was just like they were getting picked off week by week. And it was funny because the I want to say, like, North Carolina was a preseason either number one or, like, really top 10 team, and they didn't even finish in the top 25, didn't qualify for the tournament, turned down the NIT out of principle. But yeah, anytime someone got into, like, the top 10 and they would lose, the AP wouldn't move them down that far because everyone else was either losing, or you looked and you were like, are they really, like, should we penalize them that much for this loss? Nah, this has been a wonky basketball season.
It has been a really, it's like, I was talking to someone and it's like, what the fuck's happening with this tournament this year? It's nuts. It's amazing.
Well,
but
like I said,
it's crazy.
The two big things I think that have happened with college basketball, and people can talk about, you know, oh, all the people who are leaving early. We've had that for a while. I think the two biggest changes that have turned college basketball on their head has been NIL, because it gets a lot of kids either locked into schools, or it gives them more opportunity to be like, well, if I can make money, I don't have to necessarily go to a Kentucky. I can hit still a big market, but a smaller school and play there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other big thing that we started to see this year and we're going to see moving forward is the transfer portal. That has really blown up over the past 2 years. And you're getting kids who are like, you know, yeah, they were 4 or 5-star athletes at Duke, but if they're not getting playing time, they're going to go and, you know, transfer to an Alabama or to a, you know, UCLA or an Arizona or a Kansas, where they might be able to go in and be like, oh yeah, we just lost our point guard. You can start right now.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you've got your recruitment, your regular recruitment of like, okay, we're going to get the kids that are coming out of high school and place them where we need to. If all of a sudden one of your guys goes, I'm going to go play in the NBA. Now you can go, oh, well, there's this starting, you know, shooting guard on this, you know, lower level Division I team who's getting some good run. We could put him here and turn him into a star.
Yeah.
And now your team, it's really just a reload, because it's like, oh yeah, we lost like 4 people to the NBA and we lost 2 to the transfer portal, but we just got 4 in from the transfer portal that could start basically anywhere. So I guess we're ready to go.
I guess so. It's nuts.
We thought NFL and like Major League Baseball free agency was wild. College sports now has that transfer portal, which is turning into its own free agency. Because before, you could only transfer if you were graduating or if you got like your special dispensation. Now it's just, I just don't like it here. I'm going to transfer.
That just seems wrong.
It's because they... See, here's the problem. In terms of college athletics, they hammer home the whole amateurism.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, okay, kids should really be there for an education and everything. But then I also subscribe to the idea, and you'll hear this on a lot of sports shows, where it's like, yeah, but the coach won't think twice before, you know, like the end of the season hits and, oh, well, I'm going to go take this job offer over at Miami, even though I've got 5 years on my contract.
Mm-hmm.
So if the coach is able to do it and the athletic directors are able to jump schools, why can't the students?
Logically, it makes sense. It just still feels weird.
I understand. Yeah, it feels weird because you're like, they signed a scholarship deal. They should stay. The biggest kicker is scholarship deals in the college athletics are honestly 1 year deals, and they just renew them for the next year. That's why when some kids are let go of their scholarship, it's really just, yeah, we didn't renew their contract.
Yeah.
It's really professional sports.
It's I don't know if I'm that, like, that's good we've evolved, but ooh.
But honestly, that's how scholarships have always been. It's never been a 4 year, like, guaranteed 4 years, because you'll see teams that had kids on scholarship and all of a sudden those bench players that never played disappeared from a team. And you were like, what happened? Basically the team pulled their scholarship and then gave it to someone else.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for, you know, decades.
Well, yeah, but it's still just, it's just now.
Oh yeah. It's very much, you know, like the spotlight is on it now. We have more eyes on it. And I think some of that is social media and some of that is just, we've learned the system.
Social media? What? No.
Yeah, it's amazing what you learn from social media, not just here, but also for other companies that may have happened this week.
Like what?
Oh, you know, brawl out. People may not have been cleared. People are calling each other, you know, what, idiots and whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of how that goes. It's
best in the world is not going to be best paid anymore.
Yeah, you never know.
True. The ratings can get so bad that he has to fork out.
Anything is honestly possible when it comes to that. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Things could change in an instant. All right, so I want to get a little bit of WrestleMania in, so we're going to do this. And officially, we can put these on the board. First picks have been made for 2023's WrestleMania, and they come from the Godfather of Extreme Run Parks. He has Rey Mysterio going over Dominic. He's Becky, Lita, and Trish over Bayley and the rest of Damage Control.
Okay, so Team Legend and Hall of Famer far.
He has Natty and Shotzi winning the showcase.
Okay.
He has Braun and Ricochet winning the other showcase. Okay.
Hey, hang on just one second. Of course it freezes on me.
Yeah, I can just not along, Brand, just not along.
Yes. Ricochet and Braun. Sweet.
Okay. He has the Beast beating the Omos.
Alright. So apparently Brock's not going to be done.
He has the Rated R Superstar going over the Finn Balor.
The Demon will lose.
He has Charlotte retaining.
Woo!
Bianca retaining.
Huh.
Drew winning the IC title.
Does Drew turn heel in doing so?
We'll see. Kevin and Sammy winning the tag straps.
Brothers in arms.
We have John Cena as the United States champion.
He'll take that belt off when he films his next movie.
And Cody Rhodes winning the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship of the World.
You know, there is more than one
Royal Family.
There's more than one Royal Family.
And it's the Rhodes family. So, your WrestleMania coverage has officially begun.
T-minus 6 days and however many hours.
Yeah, 7 days from now we'll be live with the Rack Extra Reviews, WrestleMania Day 1. Of course, WrestleMania will have ended probably when we started the show tonight, so...
Yep, so everyone, no CB Radio next week, no Fortnite.
No, but there'll be content. And there's content all week long.
Yes, stuff will still happen.
We have full coverage of WrestleMania, starting tonight.
Across multiple mediums.
We have WTR tomorrow night with the full preview. We have the Rack's full preview. We have the Day 1 review next Saturday.
Is it Day 1 Hold Your Finger Up?
No, that's a different show.
Oh.
WrestleMania full review on a week from Sunday on WTR Sunday night. We have Raw after Mania, the post show. We have the Rack's WrestleMania Day 2 review on the 6th of April. And then the Rack is off till May. So there you go.
Hey, Rock, we're gonna be busy with our review shows, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's gonna be long, aren't they?
They're gonna be long shows. The previews are gonna be long too.
Oh, tomorrow's gonna be long. Okay. All right.
Plus, Brent, we have other content.
We do.
This coming Tuesday, 10 p.m. You're gonna be in class. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll be in class, but I might be able to stop by later.
Day 1 WrestleMania simulation.
Ooh!
This coming Wednesday, I should say, Day 2 WrestleMania simulation.
Ah, I should be there for that.
Should be there for that one. So we have content. Because I can't do... How many matches have we got for WrestleMania?
Probably about 12.
12 so far, if not more incoming. Something like that.
Ooh!
Something like that.
So, well, looky who's here.
Look who's finally showed up. So, we have that. So, I'm going to split it up into two for sanity.
Oh, we're only at 10 matches so far.
10 matches so far.
No, wait. That's the TBA matches are 10. 11, 12, 13 total matches.
Okay, so again.
Oh, did Rob pick Seth versus Logan?
Yes.
Okay.
Rollins.
Okay. Yeah, just send those to me.
I will. So, there's that. So we have 13 matches on the book, so 13 in a day, that's a lot. So that's why we're splitting them up into two. So there's that.
Speaking of 13 matches...
We're going to get subs picks for WrestleMania 39 right here, right now. So that's where we're at in the show. So sub, are you ready?
Yes. Yes, I am.
We have Austin Theory versus John Cena for the United States Championship.
Wait, who versus who? No, I'm just kidding. Austin Theory.
Okay.
We
have Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Seth.
Okay. So there's that. We have Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Ripley.
Okay. We have Bianca Belair versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship.
I mean, I know who's probably going to win, but I'm going to say Asuka.
Okay. We have Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
The fans lose here. I mean, I'm going with the theory that obviously maybe Brock Lesnar likes Omos or whatever, because you know Brock only works with people he likes. I'm going to say he's going to give it to Omos to help get him over.
Okay.
And, you know, Belt is that big guy, you know.
We'll see. Also, you say not for the fans. The fans in the building will love when Brock puts Omos up on his shoulders and they'll all go, woo!
Ooh, they're going to be so, I mean, this is, you know, this is a match we've been waiting for how long? A
couple weeks. But a 5-minute match is not the worst thing for a WrestleMania show.
Yeah, hey, he's getting on it. I mean, I think they're just like the Omos, like they could have just did him better and stuff. And like maybe, you know, actually had him go up in NXT for a while, you know.
Possibly. All right, we got Gunther defending the Intercontinental Championship against Sheamus. Sheamus and Drew McIntyre.
I'm going with Gunther. I want him to break. I want him to have the longest reigning Intercontinental title.
Okay.
Run.
It is a 6-woman tag team match.
The women general.
Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch taking on Damage Control.
It's cool to see Trish and Lita back, like, you know, getting in the ring and working. Like, I haven't seen them actually wrestle yet, so I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm definitely going Damage Control.
Inside Hell in a Cell, it's Edge and Finn Balor.
Demon Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah? Are we going to get a purple demon Finn Balor for Judgment Day?
Possibly. We'll see.
Where the hell are they at in this feud? I mean, like...
The end.
So this is the final, so I'll give it to Finn Balor.
It's 9 months in the making. It's at the end.
Like, I don't even know where it went anymore. Like,
because Edge took months off to film TV shows and stuff, you lose track.
True. So that kind of fucked up the momentum. Like,
yeah, they had momentum.
And then, you know, they focused on Khan Dom.
Yeah. It is a women's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match. It is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez taking on Natalya and Shotzi, taking on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, and one TBA.
TBA? Could that be the Iconics coming back?
No, they're probably going to decide it on Raw.
I was going to say, one of them is still, you know, working with coming off of pregnancy, right?
Yeah. I mean,
who's that?
Peyton Royce, Cassie Lee.
Oh, okay.
She gave birth.
I'm going to go Ronda and Baszler. I think they would be a good tag team.
Okay. It is the men's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match. It is Braun Strowman and Ricochet taking on the Street Profits, taking on Alpha Academy, taking on the Viking Raiders.
What the fuck is with these showcases? What's this?
It's called.
I guess just to get them. Yeah, just to get them on the show, right? Get them on a WrestleMania.
There you go. Because they're doing the Andre on SmackDown on Friday.
Well, and I mean,
I like the Braun Ricochet, but I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with the Street. I don't know. I really like to see the War Raiders get it. They just kind of seem like they're just there.
Okay, so you're going.
So I'm gonna go Street Profits.
Okay.
I like how we went between three different teams on that one.
Poor Alpha.
Well, it's tough because, like, I'm not a big Braun guy, but I like Ricochet, and the Street Profits are like on a roll, like they're really getting pushed hard, and you know, it's like a top team, and the Raiders are just kind of floating, and you know, they're just kind of like there.
Now, Rock, remind me, we did a rebook of WrestleManias last week, right?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. For WrestleMania 20, weren't there two Fatal 4-Way Tag Team matches?
I think so.
One for, like, the Raw and one for the SmackDown for tag titles?
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
There were.
So, they've been doing this for 18 years now.
Yeah. Once every 18 years. Anyway. It is the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships on the line. The Usos.
How many fucking tag matches are going to be in one night?
There's two nights, so you
and
split.
That's four.
What's the thing? How many tag teams can we get in one night?
You got the Usos taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it. KO and Sami.
So the way you do it is you put two tag matches on one night and two on the other.
Right.
That's how you do it. Then you have Rey Mysterio taking on Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, Poppy. I'm going to give it to Dominic.
And then for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship of the World, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes.
I'm going to go with the Nightmare.
Going with the Nightmare.
And who did you have in the tag team title match, Sub?
Who were the tag team titles for again? Usos and Sami and Owen.
Okay.
So there you go. So, officially, WrestleMania picks are in the books.
I would just like to say that tradition has kept going.
Okay.
Sub did not hear Rob's picks, and yet for 75% of them, he went opposite.
Wait, what?
There you go. You went opposite of Rob without even knowing. All right, corner time.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, so what's in the corner this week?
What, Rick?
What is in the corner this week?
Okay. Sorry, you cut out there for a second. So we do have that. Okay, we've got entertainment birthdays, we've got a little bit of entertainment history, and then we have our movie of the week.
Okay, let's run through it.
I scaled back just a skosh just because of, mania and all that fun stuff. All
right, throw.
So for this week in entertainment history, we have a couple of items. First up, March 21st, back on 1970, the first ever San Diego Comic-Con was held. Boy, has it changed over the years.
Yeah.
It used to just be, regular old Comic-Con, and now it's become, the absolute entertainment mecca that it's... it used to be about the comics, man.
Used to be. Now it's not.
Yeah, now you've got Hall H and all of the movie reveals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But in a way, though, that's still pretty good, because if it hadn't been for elevating things like comics, we wouldn't have had, we wouldn't have the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we wouldn't have DC's extended universe that's going to be kicking off, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
March 21st, 1980, so 10 years later... On a season finale cliffhanger, J.R. Ewing was shot.
Oh,
and
no.
And it ignited the whole thing of who shot J.R.
But who did shoot J.R.?
I can't remember.
J.R. shot J.R.
That was technically before my time. This is scary to think of. March 25th, 2002, The Bachelor debuted on ABC. That show has been around for 21 goddamn years.
And on what, season 50?
It's something ridiculous. Well, now they're doing two seasons a year, and then they've got their spinoffs The Bachelor in Paradise or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
The Bachelorette.
Yeah, The Bachelorette. You've got, wedding specials for some of the bachelors. It's just, what has this all come to?
Sub's locked into the mall, so we're good.
So, Sub's fully locked in for that?
He votes every week.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Good to know. All right. So, just one or two items from this week in wrestling history. March 20th, 1994, we had the famous Michaels versus Razor Ramon ladder match for the IC title.
Okay.
At WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 10.
Yep. March 23rd, so this week, in 97, we had WrestleMania 13, which was Hart Austin's double turn. That match that Tim did not want to rebook.
Yeah.
March 24th, 1996, so just under 1 year before that, WCW Uncensored took place with the Doomsday Triple Cage that saw Hogan and Savage take on the Alliance to end Hulkamania.
Okay.
Dear God, that match was a cluster. Because I remember, they had to start off technically at, the top of the cage and work their way down. And, Arn Anderson is wrestling in sweats. Him and Flair are at the top. And then there's... Yeah, it was just... Oh, God, it was awful. At one point, I think it's, Hogan and Savage are... on the bottom tier of the cage, so where the ring is, and they're hitting people with frying pans. I don't know. And then tomorrow, technically, so just, well, I mean, on the East Coast, it's the 26th, right, Rock?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll include this one then. March 26, 2001 was the last episode of Monday Night Raw, or Monday Night Tro, there we go, and it featured the appearance of both Vince and Shane McMahon.
Oh, wow.
What day
again?
March 26th.
What year?
2001.
One, that's right.
Because
they did make it like a year and a half into the
And then 1 week later was the big Shane versus Vince match at WrestleMania, because they used this as kind of like that final stepping stone leading to Mania,
right? Like Stephanie bought ECW to, you know, spite him and competition, and his was the WCW, and it was actually a really good, it could have really worked if he'd have been more dedicated to not ruining, you know, like, just, he wanted ECW and WCW gone. I mean, we could see it. Like, well, we know you hate those guys.
It wasn't just that, it was the fact of course, Vince wants his property to go over, so it was like, no offense, it's kind of doomed from the beginning of, you have these two groups that
But remember, they didn't have any, WCW, none of the top guns came in over right away.
Yeah, you had Booker T, which was probably the biggest gun, which was one of their...
Right, only big gun they had. And then, like, ECW, you know, it didn't have Shane Douglas and, you know, what do you call it? Raven?
It had Raven.
You know, who did you have for ECW? Even Rob Van Dam didn't come over right away.
ECW had Raven. ECW had RVD.
Did Raven come over?
When ECW invaded, it was RVD and Tommy Dreamer. Raven came out. Raven went from WWE to ECW in the big turn.
But Raven, already in WWE.
Yep.
But I liked it. I liked Stephanie when she took over. I was like, oh, that's the perfect one to take it. And Shane McMahon is perfect for SmackDown.
For WCW, right. But same thing.
What's that?
For WCW, not SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
All right.
I used to do SmackDown all the time on 22, so it's hard now he's not a GM. I'm like, damn it. But I got my boy Kurt holding down SmackDown.
There you go.
Okay. This week in entertainment birthdays. First up, we're going to wish a happy birthday to former action star, and unfortunately he's had a little bit of rough times recently, Bruce Willis. March 19th is his birthday.
Oh yeah, he's fucking old, man. What is he, 65?
68.
He's 68, and unfortunately he does essentially have dementia. So
yeah.
There was a social media post from his wife that was basically letting the paparazzi know of, like, please don't
stop, like, right?
Yeah, don't distract him. It's already hard enough to try and, like, get him to do, like, go and places.
Is living with them to help out.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool that they had, like, such a solid relationship. She's still there to help out, you know. But that's probably, you know, what you do when you got fucking full grown kids.
All right, next up, we have an actor. Commercial star, director. He's one of Michael Jordan's boys, at least from the 80s, and you can now see him on the Capital One commercials. Spike Lee.
65.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 64.
66. Next up, actor who's been in The Professional, the Harry Potter series, was the main bad guy from Air Force One, Gary Oldman.
Oh.
60?
I was going to say 58.
He is 65.
Oh.
Next up, he's a Broadway star, he's an actor, and this is going to make us all feel old. He played Ferris Bueller, Matthew Broderick. How old is Ferris now?
You can't make me feel old, Britt. I'm already old. I know that, you know, Molly Ringwald and shit is old.
60?
Oh, I know. This is one of those things that is like making Rock feel old.
60?
Okay.
Matthew Broderick, he was kind of fucking old when he was playing a young character. What'd you say, Rock?
60.
60.
I'll go 62.
61.
Oh, goddammit.
61. All right. We did a debate earlier. Star Trek versus Star Wars. So we gotta bring out one of the big ones for this week. It is Captain / Admiral James T. Kirk, William Shatner.
83? 85. 92. Jesus Christ. We won't be hearing much from him much longer.
He's still going, though. More power to him.
Yeah. I didn't think he's... That means he's, like... He's been kind of active, like, recently.
All right, next up, from The Big Bang Theory, Bazinga himself, Jim Parsons.
Who's that? What character did he play?
Sheldon.
Sheldon Cooper.
All right.
48.
Yeah, now I know he's older than he portrayed in the show. 50.
Sub right on the dot, 50 years old.
Woo-hoo. Finally paid off, Rock, going two above you.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, from How I Met Your Mother, Lily, she's also from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Allison Hannigan.
And American Pie.
48.
48. Yeah, I'll go 49. Oh, shit. Nice. I knew she was my age.
And finally, for birthdays, he is a singer. He's had a movie about his life. And he also was in Kingsman, The Golden Circle. It is one Sir Elton John.
How old is the magic man?
75?
76.
76. Sub keeps sneaking in with that 1 year off. All right.
I'm surprised. Because I've changed it up now.
And finally. No. With this Thursday and the kickoff for Major League Baseball, felt it was only right for our movie of the week to be baseball themed. So we're going to go with The Sandlot from 1993.
Oh, wow, I remember that movie.
So here are some facts about The Sandlot.
Apparently.
First up, the character of Benny the Jet, both the younger and older versions, are actually played by real-life brothers, Pablo and Mike Vitar. So the kid who played him and then the guy who actually played him in the major leagues at the very end of the movie, and at the beginning, technically, is the same family. So that's a fun little twist.
Nice.
Next up, director David Mickey Evans had one clear instruction for the character at the pool scene who ends up kissing Wendy Pfeffercorn, and that was, quote, keep your tongue in your mouth. which is a good guideline, I think. You don't really want to, promote that. Mr. Myrtle, James Earl Jones, who shows the boys a photo of himself with Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. This, of course, is a retouched photo. Jones's head was put on the body of Hall of Fame slugger Jimmy Fox, who was the real player that had been pictured with Ruth and Gehrig. The real photo has actually been seen across many baseball books, so if you want to see the actual photo, you can grab one of those historical books and you can take a gander at what they had to make slight edits to.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting fact, James Earl Jones, who played a baseball enthusiast in Field of Dreams as well 4 years earlier, really hates baseball, actually.
Wow.
So he's in two very notable baseball movies. Doesn't really like the sport.
Interesting.
Payday.
All right, next up. After the kids chew tobacco, they all fall ill in the movie. The vomit that was used in the ride scene was made from split pea soup, baked beans, oatmeal, a little bit of water, and some movie gel. They used paint guns to discharge it, and they actually nailed a few people in real life by accident with the mixture. The chewing tobacco.
You mean water guns to disperse it?
They used paint guns, so I think...
Oh, paint guns. And yeah, there was something else you would... Wait a minute. Paint movie goof?
I think it's like
goof?
Spraying. I think it's like if you're trying to spray a wall.
Yeah, no, I get it. The paint gun. I thought you said paintball gun. I was like, wait a minute. Right. Wait, what are they in the ingredients? Movie goo?
Yeah, it's just, what they've used for other stuff like slime and things like that.
Huh.
The chewing tobacco from the movie was made by mixing beef jerky and licorice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would make you vomit.
This one is for Rock.
The licorice part.
This one's for Rock. Five members of the Sandlot baseball team all had roles in different episodes of Boy Meets World.
Nice. Nice.
And finally, After Smalls saves Hercules, the dog, he is rewarded with several, you know, notable face licks. How they got this was they covered the child actor's face in baby food all across the left side of his face. The actor said in an interview, quote, "They put like a whole jar of Gerber's baby food on the one side of my face, so the scene where I'm looking to the side, the other half of me is just slathered with this baby goo. The dog had a field day on my face. I'm a dog lover, though, so it didn't really bother me." And that is the Intern's Corner.
Good. All right. Time to get into the debate. Phillies versus Astros.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
All right, Brent. Ready to do this?
Wait, what?
It's Phillies versus Astros, baseball players. If you do not want to be involved in a sports discussion, you can take your leave.
All right. I will see you guys later. We not doing the show next weekend, WrestleMania?
We are back on the 8th.
Back on the 8th. Okay, that's what I figured. All right. Later, guys.
Later.
Enjoy.
Night's up.
Night.
Later, sir.
Glad I made an appearance.
There you go.
All right. I'm still Astro. For some reason, it's not playing it very quickly. There it is.
There we
go. All right. Rock and I are going to debate Astros versus Phillies.
Wonder what side I'm choosing.
Gee, wonder.
I mean, wonder who, how do you...
We know not the team who won the World Series. Had to say it. All right, round number one. We have Jose Altuve taking on Tug McGraw.
Tug.
I'll give this one to Tug, only because Altuve didn't... He needed to cheat to win some of those World Series.
He did. All right.
Next up, Joe Morgan, John Kruk.
The WWE fan... John Kruk.
I gotta go. Don't get me wrong. I love Krucky. But in this case, I've gotta go Joe Morgan.
All right, Joe Morgan moves on next.
Okay, Don Wilson, and he was a Philly?
Yeah.
Pete Rose. All right, look, I've gotta say, I can't support someone that has been ejected from baseball, so
we're gonna go Don Wilson on that one. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Kane came through and put out Pete Rose.
Matt went Pete Rose. That's fine.
Look, I love Pete. I love his hustle. I love all of that. I still don't believe that he did not bet on, his team on baseball. I'm sorry. J.R. Richard, Bryce Harper.
Bryce, who will play at some point this season.
I was going to say, we would just like to announce that Bryce Harper is injured again.
Well, he had Tommy John on his elbow.
Wasn't he hurt for most of last season, though, too?
He just had unfortunate things happen to him. Who are you going with?
I'll go Bryce. I'll give Bryce some run here.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Nolan Ryan, Cole Hamels.
Cole was on the Nolan Ryan path for a minute.
For a season.
Couple seasons.
Maybe two.
He was on the path. Never fully went on the path, but he was going on the path.
All right, I just have to say, I was raised up the road from Ranger Stadium when Nolan Ryan was finishing out his career. I have to go Nolan Ryan.
That's fine. Nolan Ryan moved on. That's fine.
Okay. I'm just saying. Dickie Thon, Robin Roberts.
You skipped one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, Billy Wagner, Johnny Callison.
I'm going to go Wags. Astro Wags. I'll go Wags.
That's fine. All right. Now, Dickie Thon, Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts.
I'll go double R.
Robin Roberts moves on.
All right. Cesar Cedeno, Cliff Lee.
Cliff Lee.
You know... Cliff Lee was also a Yankee.
He was.
So I'm going to give some love to Cliff Lee.
There you go.
Like, I'm not choosing them because they're Phillies. I'm choosing them because there's...
Whatever makes you sleep better at night.
All right. Round number two. Tug McGraw, Joe Morgan.
Tugger.
Tugger.
Joe lost.
Don Wilson, Bryce Harper.
Bryce.
I'll go Bryce, I guess.
Price moved on there.
Nolan Ryan, Billy Wagner.
Nolan.
Nolan.
Debated giving Wags some love, but Nolan.
It's Nolan Ryan.
No, I know.
Robin Roberts, Cliff Lee.
Robin Roberts.
Cliff.
Robin moves on there.
Tug McGraw, Bryce Harper.
Tugger.
Tug. This is where Bryce gets hurt.
Yeah.
This is where Bryce gets injured and is out of the tournament.
Bryce is out of the tournament next.
Nolan Ryan, Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts.
I'm going to go with the man who put Robin Ventura in a headlock and beat the high holy fuck out of him.
All right, next.
Tug McGraw, Nolan Ryan. That's a good matchup.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go Nolan.
Tugger. Matt, was that Nolan, right? Yeah. I think, yeah. Nolan. Thanks.
All right. Tim's dad is out of the tournament. Back in round number ones, Jose Cruz, Bob Boone.
Bob Boone.
I'm going to go double B.
Next.
Brad Ausmus, Dick Allen.
Dick Allen.
Ausmus.
Who's on next?
Alex Bregman, Larry Boa.
Boa.
Boa. Fuck Brad Ausmus. Or, I'm sorry, fuck Alex Bregman. Bregman's one of the biggest cheaters.
Next.
Garrett Cole, Bobby Abreu.
Bobby Abreu.
I'm going to go with Garrett Cole.
Baby. Bobby Abreu. Moves on next.
Joe Negro, Lenny Dykstra.
I'm going with the dude.
I'll go Dykstra. If it was Phil Negro, that's a different thing.
The dude moves on next.
Roger Clemens, Greg Lazinski.
Going with the bull, but I know the Rocket's about to move on. Are you going Rocket?
Look, okay, this one's really tough to
say. He's a Yankee brand. I know you.
I understand, but Rock, what is Roger Clemens most known for?
Pitching.
No, what is Roger Clemens most known for now?
Are you going with Greg Luzinski then?
I'm out. Just overall principle, I love supporting the Yankees. I think Clemens was a great pitcher for us, but he absolutely used roids. I'm going Greg Luzinski.
I don't know if it's still there, but he had Greg Luzinski had a barbecue named Bull's Barbecue at the stadium. Next.
Alan Ashby, Jimmy Rollins.
J-Roll.
Jimmy was a good second baseman.
Shortstop.
I thought he played some second, too.
No. Never once.
Who was the Phillies second then?
Chase.
Oh, that's right. I guess I'm just used to Rollins covering second on like double plays and everything.
There you go.
I'll go Rollins.
Okay. Next.
Verlander, Bunning. Jim Bunning. I hate Verlander for so many reasons. When he was with the Tigers, when he's with the Astros. Now I believe he's with the fucking Mets.
Yep.
But holy shit, does he have a hot ass wife?
Is that why he's moving on?
I'm gonna move Verlander on number one because he's found the fountain of youth somehow. And number two, holy shit, his wife is gorgeous, and she is a Yankees fan.
Okay, next.
Don't you love my logic?
Data. Let's keep going.
Bob Boone, Brad Ausmus.
Boone.
Ausmus.
Ausmus moves on next.
Larry Boa, Bobby Abreu.
Boa.
Larry Boa.
Boa over Abreu.
Dykstra, Lazinski.
The dude.
I'll still go Dykstra.
The dude moves on next.
Rollins, Verlander.
J-Roll.
Verlander. Much more dominant throughout his position.
Moves on next.
Ausmus, Boa.
Boa.
I'll go Boa.
Boa moves on next.
Dykstra, Verlander.
The dude.
Verlander.
Does not move on next.
Boa, Dykstra.
Boa. I like his antics more.
Boa. Coach over Dykstra.
Boa moves on next.
All right, we are halfway through. Jordan Alvarez, Gary Matthews.
The Sarge, Gary Matthews.
I'll give you Matthews.
Okay. Gordon is a Y, just so you know. Lost, but there you go. Next.
Doug Rader, Ryan Howard.
The big piece.
I'll go Howard.
The big piece moves on next. Ooh.
Roy Oswalt, Caker. Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay. You going with?
Oh God, this one's tough. Both were really good.
Yeah, both were on the Phillies together.
It's just hard though, because one of them also was with Toronto, and I don't know if I can choose it. I'll give it to Taker.
Next.
Lance Berkman, Pat Burrell.
Burrell.
Berkman.
That's the way probably should have gone next.
George Springer, Scott Rolen.
Rolen.
I'll go Scott Rolen.
Even though he had a better career.
He was also with
St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
That's where he sort of took off, but.
He was a Philly, and I'll give him credit.
He had good years with the Phillies, but then he had contract issues and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Carlos Correa, Richie Ashburn.
Richie Ashburn.
Yeah, I can't support Correa.
Next.
Dallas Keuchel, Curt Schilling.
I liked Curt Schilling. His political bullshit aside, I liked him. Then we learned about political reasonings from him, and no one likes him anymore. But he was a good pitcher. Who are you going with?
As a pitcher, as a person, I have one thing to say.
Fuck Curt Schilling.
As a person.
As a person, as a pitcher, as an analyst, as everything.
Why?
He can eat me.
Oh, because he was against you.
Not just that. I never liked him, whether he was with Philadelphia, whether he was with Boston, whether he was with Arizona, whether he was giving commentary. He is a smug asshole who thought he was a lot better than what he was, and now he thinks he's not getting into the Hall of Fame because people don't like what he says, when really, he has one or two memorable moments, and that's it. Was he a good pitcher? Sure. Was he a great / Hall of Fame pitcher? I would not give him that at all.
Okay.
And fuck Curt Schilling. Craig Biggio, Del Enos.
I'll give it this one to Biggio.
Biggio, one of the best small second basemen ever.
Biggio moves on next.
All right, into the second round. Gary Matthews, Ryan Howard.
Howard moves on. And next.
Roy Halladay, Lance Berkman.
Halladay.
Yeah, I got to give to Halladay. Berkman's a good player, but I think Halladay was more dominant as a pitcher than Berkman was as a hitter.
Next.
Scott Rolen, Richie Ashburn.
Ashburn.
Rolen.
Rolen moves on. Next.
Curt Schilling, Craig Biggio.
Biggio?
Craig Biggio. See my example from before. Next up, Ryan Howard, Roy Halladay.
Howard.
Halladay.
Okay. Moves on.
Scott Rolen. You can't really be mad at either of those.
No, but in terms of Philly, Howard, longer term. But that's
longer
me.
Longer term with Howard. For me, I'm looking at like the body of work.
That's fine. I can't be mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Yeah. I'm just. That's why I was just saying why I went, where I went.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It's Rolen and Biggio.
Scott Rolen and Craig Biggio.
Biggio.
I'll give it to Biggio.
Next.
Roy Halladay, Craig Biggio.
Go Biggio.
For their team, for their length of time, yeah, I'll go Biggio over Halladay. Because Halladay was split between Toronto and Philly.
Yeah, if Halladay was healthier longer term with the Phillies, Halladay.
Mm-hmm.
But because he had injuries towards the tail end with them. Yeah. All right, next.
All right, our last sets of round number ones. We've got some real interesting ones here coming up. Bob Watson, Mitch Williams.
Wild Thing.
I gotta go fucking Wild Thing. God, he's the epitome of Rick Vaughn from Major League. You did not know where Mitch Williams was going to throw that goddamn ball.
Oh, yeah.
And yet somehow he's a good pitcher. Glenn Davis, Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy.
Dale.
I think I have a Dale Murphy bat somewhere. Portland Zone who? Who's Portland Zone?
Dude, I've got... Here's an old school name for you, Rock. Somewhere I've got a Gary Carter autograph. I caught him when he was working out at a local Y because he was here for spring training.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, next.
That's some old school shit. Was Gary Carter a Philly?
Don't think so.
Okay. I know he played for the Expos. I know the Mets. Mike Hampton, Carlos Ruiz.
Carlos Ruiz. Chooch, you got it.
I'll go Ruiz. And no, he played the Giants, Mets, Dodgers, and Nationals / Expos.
God, this is just the Phillies catcher bracket. Holy shit. All right. Next.
Larry Durker, Darren Dalton.
Dutch.
Double D's.
Dutch moves on next.
Jim Wynn, Mike Lieberthal.
There's your third catcher.
Hey, man, tools of ignorance get you to last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Your knees don't, but you last a long time.
He had so many knee problems.
Dude, I used to play catcher, like, in Little League, and my knees are fucked. I haven't even, you know, I didn't even play, like, high school or anything else. I stopped in middle school, but I'm wrecked because of it.
Lieberthal?
Yeah, I'll go Lieberthal.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go, folks.
This is
Jeff
a final
Bagwell,
four.
Mike Schmidt.
White gold Jack Schmidt.
I'll go with one of the funkiest batting stances of all time, Jeff Bagwell.
Mike gold Jack Schmidt. Moves on.
I can't be mad because it's Mike Schmidt, one of the best third basemen.
Mm-hmm.
But holy shit, Bagwell was one of the best overall hitters in baseball.
He was good for a period. Killer bees.
He was the kind of guy where it's like you couldn't pitch to him at all. Like even if it was just slightly off plate, he would put it in play, and you were like, "Son of a bitch."
Mm-hmm.
Rusty Staub, Chase Utley.
Chase Utley.
Yeah, I gotta give it Utley.
He also could have been so good.
And
injuries got him for a couple years.
Yeah, that was the problem. Was Utley was good. and he had stretches, but overall it was like, yeah, he would he'd get on a roll and then, he's out for, you know, a month with something. He's out for, you know, however long with this injury.
Yeah, because he had to battle through a few different injuries, and it was unfortunate because he had the simplest swing, and it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Utley was never someone that was going to power hit you as a second baseman, but holy shit, he would contact hit like crazy. And the second he was on base, you were like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, he had like knee problems, and yeah, chronic knee problems, and that slowed him down.
You know who else falls into that? Not on this team, but you know who else falls into like, oh, they could have been so good, but it's just like little things kept derailing him?
Mm-hmm.
Nomar.
Yeah.
He was always on the cusp of being like that great shortstop up there with Jeter and A-Rod, and it never fully materialized. And then Boston turned on him and he was fucked. And finally in the first round, Mike Scott, Steve Carlton. And no, not Mike Scott from The Office.
Steve Carlton.
Carlton.
Moves on next.
Mitch Williams, Dale Murphy.
Mitch.
Wild Thing.
Mitch moves on there.
Carlos Ruiz, Darren Dalton.
Ruiz was the better overall catcher.
Catcher's one thing. I'm gonna go with just overall personality as well. So Dalton.
That's fine. Can't be mad. Again, I can't be mad at it, but I'm like, longer term, Ruiz was the better catcher.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get it. Mike Lieberthal, Mike Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Schmitty.
Mike Schmidt moves on next.
Utley, Carlton.
Carlton.
I'll go Utley.
Carlton moves on next.
Mitch Williams, Darren Dalton.
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Next.
Mike Schmidt, and you said Carlton?
Yeah.
It hasn't updated yet. Sorry.
It's updated on my end.
Okay. I'm just refreshing on my page then. Give me a second.
It's slow moving at the moment.
All right. Mike Schmidt, Steve Carlton.
Michael Jack Schmidt.
I got to go Schmidt.
Michael Jack. Move along. Next.
All right. And that leaves Mitch Williams versus Mike Schmidt.
Michael Jack Schmidt.
Schmidt's Creek.
Michael Jack. Move along. Next.
All right. Your semis. Nolan Ryan, Larry Boa.
Going Boa, but I know where this is going.
I'm going with the flamethrower.
That's fine.
The cowboy.
Next.
All right. In the second matchup, Craig Biggio, Mike Schmidt. Oh, God, two of the best infielders.
Yep. I'm going with Schmidt.
Let me see something. I'll go Schmidt in this case. Not to demean Biggio, not to take away a second baseman, but playing corner infielder, to me, is a little bit harder.
Okay. Third place.
So your third place matchup is Larry Boa, Craig Biggio.
Boa.
Biggio
is third.
All right. And in your main event, Astros v. Phillies. And it's funny how this continues to happen. In one corner, Nolan Ryan. In the other corner, Mike Schmidt.
Michael Jack Schmidt.
Nolan freaking Ryan.
Is your winner.
Yeah. You know what? Mike Schmidt is a very, very worthy second place.
You can't be mad at it.
I can't be. The problem is the fact that Nolan Ryan went for as long as he did and was as good for as long as he went.
Say the same thing about Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Schmidt played a high level throughout the whole thing.
I know.
So.
Anyway.
You couldn't be mad at the very end.
Can't be mad. Could be mad. I wasn't mad at all. It was fine.
Yeah.
That'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Programming note, we return on the 8th. Yep, 8th. I had to look at the calendar. 8th. WrestleMania week is here. We got tons of content. So much content. WrestleMania continues. Preview tomorrow on WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern. WrestleMania Day 1 simulations. There's not like a full Day 1 bracket. We'll make it up. Same for... We know how WrestleMania Day 1 starts. And we know how WrestleMania Day 2 is ending. So Day 2 will be on Wednesday. Both at 10 p.m. If it's earlier, it's earlier. But that's kind of the lurking plan at the moment. The Rock will be live Thursday. 10 p.m. Eastern. To preview WrestleMania. The Rack will be live next Saturday night, right after the show, to review Day 1 of WrestleMania. Day 2 and Day 1 will be covered on WTR Sunday night on the 2nd. Raw After Mania will happen, and then The Rack will review Day 2 of WrestleMania. on the 6th of April. And then the rack's off till May. Anyway. It's CB Radio Live. It's the Facebook, the Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At CB Radio GOE, at King Kins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson. Final thoughts, Brent?
Well, fun debate. Get ready for the start of baseball. Crazy effing basketball tournament. And, yeah, I'm going to have to work a full day here in town and then try and come back and catch some WrestleMania next week. So it's going to be a busy WrestleMania. Let's just put it that way.
Busy, busy WrestleMania. Go to youtube.com/FrackRadioShow. There are YouTube shorts about from WWE 2K23. Some mashup entrances for WrestleMania season. So check them out. They're doing pretty decently for shorts. So check them out. youtube.com/FrackRadioShow. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account is called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rockstock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag active partner. We'll see you next in 2 weeks for another edition of CB Radio. But we'll be here all week long. The long narrow is the Wild Talk Radio Network for WrestleMania. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTOLive, and
oh, there we go. Sorry, the music cut out for me. CBRadioLive.com.